Unit 7, D. 2. Exercise D. Good morning, everyone. We're now outside the Class 1 Assembly Hall. This is the area where the microprocessors are made, and it's a clean room environment. So before we continue, I'd like to give you some information about the procedure we all have to follow each time we enter a clean room. Can everyone hear me okay?
Yes, fine, thank you.
So, this may be the first time you'll be entering a clean room. I'd like to start with a few facts and figures. Each of the microprocessors we produce contains millions of microscopic transistors, and the tiniest speck of dust landing on it could damage it and cause it to be defective. So the clean room has to be completely free of dust and particles. In fact, clean rooms are 10,000 times cleaner than a hospital operating room. It takes a lot of technology to achieve and maintain such cleanliness. Air filtration systems completely change the air in clean rooms about 10 times per minute. And yet, it is still very difficult and costly keeping the level of contamination low. So, where does this contamination come from?
People in the room? And people coming in and out?
Exactly right. And that is why we have a special process called suiting up. And that's what you'll be doing here today. All the people who work in our clean rooms, whether they are assemblers, maintenance staff, or supervisors, have to wear clean room clothing from top to bottom. This includes a cap over the hair, a gown, and special shoes. And it's called a bunny suit. No, this is nothing to do with Playboy bunny costumes, as you'll find out very soon. It's a uniform made of anti-static material that ensures that nothing, not even a single hair, gets onto the work in the clean room. The suiting up process takes some time, and in a few moments you will be going through this door into the dressing room. I have to wait for the green light to come on before I can open the door, because all personnel have to get changed in an airlock before being inspected and then allowed to continue into the clean room.
It's a bit like going into outer space.
It is, and a lot of the techniques were developed by NASA, as well as the atomic energy industry. The aim is to protect you and the special dust-free environment and the tiny products that we make. When you go in, you'll be measured and given the correct size of bunny suit. But before we do that, here are some basic guidelines. It is forbidden to suck sweets or chew gum in the clean room, and you must make sure that any beard or other facial hair is covered by a mask. You will also be asked to remove any makeup to prevent oils and particles from coming into contact with the clean environment. Oh, and everyone is required to wear an ID badge at all times. You'll be issued with one of those. Yes? Do you have a question?
What about our normal clothes? Must we take them off?
No, there's no need to remove your clothes. The bunny suit is worn over the top of them. You'll only have to change your shoes. Ah, the green light is on, so we can go in now. Remember to move slowly and carefully. And after